Blog Talk Radio.
Grab the notebook and pen from your bag. Open the notebook to a blank page and mentally begin to write. Notebook in hand, walk towards the ocean. Now, gently rip out the page of pain and fold it into the shape of a boat. On the side of the boat, I have let you go. I have let you go. more towards the ocean. Feel the water at your feet. Continue to walk. Love as it fades away. Would like to remind you that life is alive, and it knows exactly what you need to help you overcome all the pain and strife that's inside. Sometimes you have to witness darkness to brighten your eyes, and go beyond duality to see the hidden oneness in this life you divide. Through every high and low, you have to approach life with an equal mind. Have the greatest faith and know that the grace of God will never leave your side. Although we are but little waves on the sea of time, we all possess that light of Christ that helps us realign and be divine. To truly find peace of mind, you have to be willing to go deep inside and fall in love with yourself and let that love be your guide. Only then will you find peace of mind and be sublime. And be sublime. Gotta take it one day at a time. Yeah, stay dedicated. Stay on your grind. Hey, I know they hate, don't pay them no mind. Yeah, your sacrifices, they gon' pay out in time. They gon' pay out, they gon' pay out in time. They gon' pay out, they gon' pay out in time. They gon' pay out, they gon' pay out in time. Yeah, gotta take it one day at a time. They gon' pay out. Life is filled with so many trials and so many tribulations and so many tests. So many things that you have to overcome within to shine without, you know?
And I've been broke so many times, and I lost hope so many times. Sick and tired of being sick and tired. Man, I've cried plenty times, plenty nights, and I didn't see no finish line. In my sights, still I grind, grind, grind. 24/7, grind, grind, grind. 7 through 7, when they gon' pay out. Can't take a day out, working them night shifts. And then I got laid out. I had to get it, I had to get on my grind and get out my feelings. Who am I kidding? Asking myself like, why'd you chillin'? Why'd you chillin'? I'm sacrificing my sleep, I'm manifesting these dreams. I drown, understand the nature of this reality, or this pseudo-reality. You are a cosmic thought. You are a vibration of thought. Your soul existence rests on a thought. And thus, if you wish to change anything in your reality, you must change your thoughts and have your actions aligned with those thoughts. You are not the universe, but you are the cosmos. Gotta take it one day at a time. Hey, stay dedicated and stay on your grind. Hey, I know they hate, don't pay them no mind. Yeah, these sacrifices, they gon' pay out in time. They gon' pay out, they gon' pay out in time. They gon' pay out, they gon' pay out in time. They gon' pay out, they gon' pay out in time. Yeah, gotta take it one day at a time. They gon' pay out,
gotta take it one day at a time. Homie, they dedicated to stay on your grind. Homie, I know they hate, don't pay out no mind. Homie, these sacrifices, they gon' pay out in time. Homie, gotta take it one day at a time, baby. They dedicated to stay on your grind, baby. I know they hate, don't pay out no mind, baby.
I know that life may seem a bit strange at times, but through all of the pain and confusion, you have to remain divine. Do all that you can do to heal and change inside. Know and understand that even flowers have to endure the rain at times. Beautiful sunflowers, sunflowers, so you haven't been yourself since some time ago. Beautiful sunflowers, sunflowers, so you have to learn to let go and forgive in order for the sunshine to show. I want you to know that things get better with time, but in the meantime, you have to stop seeing yourself through irrelevant eyes. May you shine like the light that has brought you forth from the heavenly skies, and find more of yourself in the rest of these lines. I know people change, I know flowers grow, I know we need the rain, sunflower souls. I know people change, I know flowers grow, I know we need the rain, sunflower souls. I know people change, yeah. I know flowers grow, I know flowers grow, I know people change, yeah. Sometimes we need the rain, sunflower souls. There is a time to love and there's a time to heal. Find a way to free your mind and let time reveal. In the midst of all of this love that you're trying to give, you have to learn to love yourself for real and find the time to live. Beautiful sunflower, sunflower soul. You haven't been yourself since some time ago. Beautiful sunflower, sunflower soul. You have to learn to let go and forgive in order for the sunshine to show. I know people change. I know flowers. Yeah. Sometimes my day's insane. I'm talking major pain. Hope not, I pray in vain. I'm trying to make a change. I know flowers grow. We cannot stay the same. So if you love the flower, you cannot hate the rain. Sometimes my day's insane. I'm talking major pain. Hope not, I pray in vain. I'm trying to make a change. I know people change. I know flowers grow. I know we need the rain. Sunflower souls. I know people change. I know flowers grow, I know we need the rain. Sunflower souls, I know people change, yeah. I know flowers grow, I know flowers grow, I know people change, yeah. Sometimes we need the rain, sunflower souls.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right, peace, everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in to another broadcast of Haru, the Oracle 7 Presents. And as I am up painting, right, these are my creative hours. So as I'm up painting this beautiful portrait of a black woman, purple and gold, royalty, a royal black woman. Some of my paintings are on the website, so you can go to www.enhancingawarenessradio.net to check out some of my paintings that are available for sale. But anyway, guys, on this particular episode, I wanted to share another lecture with you guys that I found to be very profound and very interesting. This is shout out to Osei Kapoor, Black Science TV 111. Powerful dude, too. I'll be featuring him, and I have featured him in the past with a lot of his profound messages. His book, two of his books are on our website. You can contact the seller directly, contact him directly on through our website to purchase his book, to purchase any of his books, guys. He has some amazing book. Very insightful brother. And he also has some messages about COVID-19 and 6G. You know what? Let me go ahead and play that for you guys right now. Let me find it and play it for you guys. You guys got to hear this. So this is just inspirational stuff that, you know, that I in these hours. Hold on. Let me find it for you guys. Because just while that's on my mind, you guys got to hear this. What you said about, there we go, vaccine and 6G towers, man. All right, guys, I'll be right back. Let me play this for you guys.
Yeah, okay. It should be something that's going to hopefully make a lot of you see things. If not, then you can't save everybody. A lot of people hit me up, what can I do to help out this family member because they took the vaccine, this and that. Family is not based upon physical biology. Family is not based upon physical biology. Kinship is the DNA of frequency and the DNA of mental. All right? You know, a lot of things I'm about to say might be cold, but it's okay, it's fine. Because truth has no feelings for nobody. I'm going to say it again. Truth has no feelings for nobody. Now, before I go further into the video, if you can't handle true spirituality, right, if you can't handle or fathom that there are true intelligent souls or beings on this earth, a few of them, not a lot, who are actually by way of the sun, through the ethers, are getting certain things sent to them, right, by way of the light wave frequency, if you don't think that this is something that can possibly be, then get off the video right now. If you got any type of negativity, go your own way. Because the things that I'm about to disperse is not for the narrow-minded. It is not for the narrow-minded. And again, when I say a few people on earth, there are a few people on earth, right? And by way of the sun sends intelligence to certain people whose DNA is on a certain spectrum, right, within the jurisdiction of certain parameters inside of the ethers. When I say the ethers, I'm talking about a certain type of life that holds records. Now, those who run our government is not human. Those who run governments are not human. These beings who run governments are going to war with certain intelligence that live in the sun. You might say, well, how can anything live in the sun if the sun is hot? Well, I thought that heat goes up. Heat don't come down. I've already established that in my books. Not only that, but you have other scientists who agree with some things in my book when it comes to the heat not being the heat not coming from the sun. You know that the atoms in the atmosphere heats up by way of the magnetism of the volume that is being dispersed from the sun. The sun is a magnet, and inside of this magnet there is intelligent consciousness, right? That is on a wheel, and by way of this wheel, it disperses information into the environment and our environment. And those who run our government, know that at a certain time, a certain season, during certain speculations and events, where planets go into retrograde, or certain moons go into ceremonial sequences, it disperses intelligence to certain people on this earth that these beings that I'm talking about that live in the sun, they look like you and me, but their DNA and their anatomy is different. Their DNA and anatomy is constructed to the point where they can actually taste the environment of the sun, right? Now, these things don't communicate by way of mouth. They communicate by way of a light that's in their mind, right? And the light that you see shining from the sun is a form of consciousness that's used to burn onto or suspend into the environment. And the government knows that this is why they are spraying chemtrails into the air. They are blocking the sun. We never ask why they are blocking the sun, though. The reason is why they're blocking the sun is because they're blocking natural communication. See, these 5G towers, 6G towers, right? And I'm coming for y'all, those who got the vaccine, because that 6G tower now is going to be a problem for y'all. Dreaming, not being able to wake up at your own will, right? Staying inside a dream, and then you run into the doctor because they already know that you're coming to them because this stuff is engineered years ahead of time. So they're waiting for you already to come to them so they can send you to some type of military facility to have you checked out. That'll be phase two of your experiment. Phase one was you taking the vaccines. Phase two, now they have you inside a certain type of facility where now they're doing experiments on you because they are looking to create a new form of human being that they can live in for a long time. These beings that run our government can't live in our environment for a long period of time. And so they say, okay, since we can't live in, they can't live in us, but for so many years, maybe 2 or 3 years, now they're trying to create a new type of us. Right? Where they can live for a long time. So they found a gene inside of us, right, in particular, black people. We're not saying to be racist because we hold genetics that is beyond the remnants of certain things inside of the universe. It's identical, but it's beyond. The vibrations or the vibe that is coming off of our RNA, our ribonucleic acids, right, it's more deeper than certain cultures, but I'm not going to go into that. I want to stay on subject. These vaccines, right, is going to block out certain sequences from the sun because the sun is about to disperse something very heavy into our environment within the next 5 to 10 years. Right now it's doing it slowly. It's raindrops of information coming in, right? And it's coming in slowly. And so now they have to gather scientists, right, who they took away from Russia, right, who they took away from Germany, right? All these other people they have hiding in their camp, stuff like that, in their military bases, and they torturing them, making them create certain technologies. Uh-huh, that's right. Even some, when they say aliens crash in Area 51 and all of that, they weren't aliens with green monsters with big eyes. These were beings from another planet who had higher intellectual, scientific things that they could add to what's going on here. And so now, They are having talks, they're having meetings on other planets with these beings. And they've come to a conclusion that, okay, we agree. Let's go down here. And so now you have T-Mobile and other carriers telling you to come in. They're going to give you free phones. They'll give you 50% or 35% off and tell you that they're 5G phones. No. How many people ride down the expressway, whether you're going south or north, years ago, and they're still doing it today, where you see they got workers out at 8 or 9 o'clock at night? Sometimes 11 or 12 midnight. What the hell are they doing out here at nighttime? Fixing streets or infrastructure. They weren't doing that. They were putting up 5G towers, right? They were putting up 5G towers, and now they have 6G towers, right, in the ground. The 6G towers is not going to even be above our head. The 6G towers is going to be in the ground, and they're going to be able to disperse the frequencies into the atmosphere, and those who got the vaccines, it's going to be a problem. They're going to start working on you first. So now they're going to go cashless and tell people, well, if you don't have it, they force you to do it. These people are criminals. How can y'all trust people? How can y'all sit back and take vaccines, right, and walk into the slaughterhouse with people who intellectually putting a gun to your head telling you that you won't be able to buy food or go wherever you please? Like, y'all not even looking at that. They're basically telling you without putting a gun to your head that, look, we won't give a fuck what you say. You're not going to be able to eat, drink no water, or go nowhere unless you have this vaccine. Why are they pushing this vaccine, right, versus all the other vaccines we've had in the past? Why this vaccine? Why are they so dominant on this? Why are they putting pressure on people about this one? Oh, because it's COVID-19, which is not even, you know, FDA approved. Not that I give a fuck about them, because whether they approve it or not, my spiritual senses tell me already that there's something wrong. And all the stuff that they've done to throughout history, smallpox, creating HIV, AIDS, and plagues, and cause a genocide throughout history, the same people's children doing it in a way where now they're tricking y'all. So now y'all want to become victims in new history books 100 years later, where other children 100 years later going to look back and see what a COVID-19 was really a genocidal tactic that they did to the so-called Indians. But it's you that are going down in history as victims. So you gotta make up your mind. You want to become victims of this history, or you want to become warriors within this history. Black Science 2111, Oseka 4, I'm out. Peace.
There you go. You want to become victims of this history or warriors of this history? All right? So you always know who's who. So, you know, that has to be played, you know. So, hey, we have COVID-19 broadcast in the archives, guys, if you want to go back. And, you know, type in Enhancing Awareness Radio through Google, Enhancing Awareness Radio, COVID-19, and you'll see we've done almost about 10 shows, you know, dealing with this particular topic. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get back into today. A.A. Rashid, there's a lot of guys in these, few guys, excuse me, in this, I call it a conscious cult, but in this conscious, you know, community. Which, you know, is it's amazing how, you know, by design a lot of this shit is. But, you know, really in these times of the shift, because I don't want to say end times, but in these times as we are shifting, you know what I'm saying, all is being revealed, a lot of things. You know, you'll just be amazed at how deep the lies and how deep the cover-up, and then how deep your very own skin face people are responsible for our very own enslavement. You know what I'm saying? A lot of this shit was given to, you know, our quote oppressors or whatever. You know what I mean? Just given away. You know, just here, take the power. You know, just, you know, all by means of greed, power, control. And I mean, a lot of people at the top. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, it's divine order. Yeah, that's another thing that keeps coming up, is that don't get too involved in the morality of it, because it's all divine order. So there it is. All right, guys. So A.A. Rashid, this, and Caroline in the root deck. So if you guys do the cards or anything like that, get the Hoodoo Tarot. It's a great deck to have. The Hoodoo Tarot, I call it my ancestral deck. But the Hoodoo Tarot is a great deck. And reference Aunt Caroline. That's what's going on. All right. All right, guys. Shout out to Aunt Caroline for whoever wrote this deck and everything like that. And to the elders of the elders, in the bloodlines. You know, I know that you are speaking. So let's go ahead and get into this cipher, guys. A.A. Rashid and Black Magic 363. I'll put in the show notes. I put his YouTube channel. But this is amazing lecture, guys. So we're going to go ahead. It's about an hour and 20 minutes long. We'll go ahead and listen to this, and I'll be back to close out.
Yeah. Shout out to the family. We finally rolling. Pardon the lateness. You all know how that go. We had to get a couple things together. But I'm with the legend himself, A.A. Rashid, man. Welcome back, my brother.
Legend. How you doing? Okay.
I'm chilling, man. It's a pleasure to have you on the platform on this Friday the 13th. You know, they talk a lot of shit about Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th really got something to do with menstrual cycles. The white man made the shit evil. Sir?
Wow.
That's the midpoint of a menstrual cycle. You know, that's the scariest thing to him, you know? And that's the biggest problem to unintelligent young people is cycles. They're not used to them, so they're scared of them. And then vicariously, what happens is you won't know when to operate certain principles. Yeah. So you'd be sitting up like Francis Ford Coppola making movies called Carrie. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is about the and then Friday the 13th. It's all about having sex. If you see all of the all of those horror movies, they always kill the sexual young people. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it scares you from actually participating in the act appropriation because you think that you're about to do something stupid and make something bad happen to the world.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So they always demonize the thing that the black man had already mastered. So the black man had already mastered all cycles. He proved it in his geometry.
Mm-hmm.
So he don't have to explain nothing to nobody.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
We don't have to sit up and explain to the cycle why I acknowledge the cycle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I acknowledge it by my architecture, and I also put the planet back on its orbit, because the planet was in jeopardy. Like Alex Trebek, rest in peace to Alex Trebek.
Right.
It was in jeopardy. Nobody could answer a question before I put the equal distribution of the land's mass on the spin orbit in the physics in Egypt. So everybody think all spirituality come from Egypt. Nah, Egypt was the satellite society of the Congo and the Kushite extension from West Africa all the way into Indus Kush.
Right.
You see? So you could low key separate yourself from all of the world's ancient people by trying to find yourself the same way that the pilgrim find himself in culture. You feel me?
Right.
And he only find himself through separation and creating fake words to connect him back to a legacy.
Give me an example of a fake word so we can understand what you're saying. That he uses to connect.
I can't hear you. I'm acting like I can read your voice. Go ahead.
You hear me right now?
Hello?
Yeah. You hear me?
Yeah.
No, I was saying, give me an example of a fake word that he uses in his language that...
Phoenician.
Mm.
What is a Phoenician?
Mm.
So this is why I tell my students, we used to have a site called Bible Wheel that taught you where the word was at and the number and the meaning of the gematria of the number associated to the word for mystical parlance, and then it's off the internet all of a sudden. And then when you go to now Bible Hub, go look up the word Phoenician, and it's going to go to a word called Cushdim. And no matter how much you say this, Rick, none of the purveyors of religion will ever show you, they will continue saying the word Phoenician. and be talking in the same semblance and the nuance of the chapters and not go to Cortez people who were involved with whatever Kush means in them. Kush them means the people of Kush. It's a plural term. So anytime you find it, it's the things that they were doing. So they was the ones that knew about dreams. They can interpret astrology. And they were the ones summoned by kings. And these were people of color. In a world where the world was ignorant. But that's according to that translator's narrative. You know, in my books, my students, they know that the biblical Hebrew translated into English is Marvel Comics. DC Comics. Moses don't exist. He never had a Ree-Ree brother. However the story goes, they didn't split a goddamn thing. There is no Red Sea. You feel me? And the Negro that's connected to that is the same Negro that is also holding on to one of the chains that's still around our neck. Because they are lazy and they're not scholastic and they have not done the study to realize that they're talking about Akkadian and Sumerian practice of West African magic to ward off evil and friends who are not on your side. They make little nuance, little behaviors, and make little coy shrines to hate on everybody that got something around them to justify their existence because they donuts. And then they do this because their mama ain't love them, their daddy ain't love them, and then they come over into our circumference and play with us. And we don't have, ain't no such thing as the devil and God, Ken. It's people that's for you and people that don't care about you. Simple. It's no gray area. If you ever need a gray area, it'd be a lawyer to connect why you had to do something to one of these poverty-stricken Negroes or their sympathizers. I promise you.
For real. Hey, wow, that's a hell of a way to start the show.
Hey, man, this is a movie. We in California. It's called The Inciting Incident. What happened? That's a body.
You on fire tonight already, man. Let me get to a few ads, AA, and then we're going to start.
I love that. We're
going to be the people.
Be the people. You a king. Yes.
Indeed, indeed. Family, shout out to everybody. Make sure you share the video. Press like. Let everybody know we on with the legend himself, AA Rashid. Let's get to a few ads. Then we're going to continue our conversation, family, all right? First and foremost, I want to thank everybody who attended the Options Workshop with Billy Carson. Y'all should have gotten your materials by now. If not, I feel like I'm going to send the PDFs tonight. Billy already sent it. Look for a Dropbox file or a WeTransfer file. That's how they come in. So check your junk folders and all that, but you should be getting your stuff soon, family, if you haven't already got it. Shout out to King Simon, Holistic Innovation Course. This brother's doing his thing, one of the best in the world when it comes to numerology. If you want a consultation, you can text about 347-496-1022. Your full name and date of birth, and he'll get back to you. Shout out to Papa Chow, Mike L. for the crowns. I've seen you wearing his books throughout the show. This brother, what can I say? I mean, it's high-frequency clothing, you know what I'm saying, family? We back with A.A. Rashid. Make sure y'all hit up that Cash App, donate. If you appreciate shows and content like this, been away for about a week. So it's good to see y'all back here. Shout out to everyone we see in the chat real quick. Let y'all fill in the room. Yeah. All right. CJ Brown, Tay, Super King, Lawrence, C. Diggs, The Strutting Peacock, Betty 6X, Strong Independent Black Queen Who Don't Need No Man. Wow. Shit. I don't know about that one, Queen. I don't know about that one. Wow. Renee Gibson. Shout out to Renee Gibson, a longtime supporter. Shout out to Renee Gibson. All right, let's get started, family. I know y'all here. I know y'all ready to get started. Yo, AA. Legend. What's happening? Let me ask you this, my brother. I was watching something. You're so well-versed in history and world history. And I was watching an African brother, AA, talk about, I don't know if it was a doc, I don't know, fly. I don't know if it was a documentary or it was an interview, but he was talking about African-Americans. And it was actually Tariq Nasheed. I was watching his channel.
He's the king. Shout out to him. Yo, I was so happy, bro, in the city. Like this, I was proud to go in the movie theater like this. The pilgrim was like this. He has your ticket. Like this.
What's his name?
It was the Hidden Colors of the Park.
Okay.
That he had playing downtown Manhattan.
Right.
And my Umi, God bless his dad, was alive. You know?
That's what's up.
And my little brother went there with me too. I promise you.
That's what's up. So the African brother said that he felt as though African Americans didn't know we had identity issues. One minute we try to be Hebrews, he said. The next minute we're saying we're from Egypt, he said. Then we say we're Africans. He said then we say we're Moors. And now we say we
And then the niggas that don't know nothing, they call themselves gangsters.
Right.
And everybody else that call themselves conscious gotta suffer and answer the question for a nigga that fucked around and got hurt by operating off of rules that he learned from music. Mm-hmm. And because his daddy wasn't there to tell him, or his mama wasn't there to tell him that you are not no. Oh, if I die, if I live past 21, I'm lucky ass nigga with a stupid ass outfit. Yeah? Mm-hmm. For the African brother, it's correct. Yeah? Correct. Mm-hmm. I want to go to Africa to actually cry authentically. Because I've been crying for stupid shit over here. Yeah? Yeah. I want to go over there and see what they took me from so I can see what I could do. Or what I could have did, or what I should have did, what I had. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like, and
I just want to end this question like this. I've seen you, watching you in your teachings, I've seen you embrace the Morris ideology with the Fez and the teachings. I've seen you embrace ancient Kemet. You came in the game with the Kabbalah. So I've seen you. Black man in America embrace all of that. So do you see yourself as lost by embracing that? Or do you see yourself as connected to
that? It's in my book.
Talk to me, brother.
I came to a part where I said I wouldn't study. The first time I approached Kabbalah, I said I wouldn't study it unless I could find black people there. And I found it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I found the Moors there. And then it reminded me of what my mother used to say as a child when I was young. My mama used to say, yo, you created algebra. Why the fuck is you acting crazy in math class? You went back to the... She was like, yo, you made up algorithms. What is your problem? Right? So I'm like this.
I want to stop right there because algorithm, you know, to anybody who is listening to this, I encourage you to study the topic of algorithm. It can be complex. I'm still studying my damn self, but algorithm. You'll find amazing interest. You'll find that to be interesting. Those that know.
I see a populace of black people that's using colloquialisms because the white man is going to use words to lock you up. I seen black people when I was in the penitentiary of Puerto Rico showed me about the one man out sovereignty and all that. You heard?
Right.
Taught me about that. And then Blue Pill told me about an experience he had where he had to distinguish himself and got around some crazy shit because he was with Moors, and the Moors questioned the flag that was inside the courtroom. They was trying to put, shout out to Red Pill and Blue Pill, Nota Lange, Taj Day, you heard, Brother Abdullah, you hear me? All these people, Hakeem Day and everybody, my brother Azazel, you heard, and even Sinetta, you heard, for even giving us a platform to even talk about what this means to us as what is it to be a national, you heard? What is it to have a nationality, you heard? Then there is a whole community of white folks that are micronational. There's a white woman I see that got a country that she can fit in her hand. And she walk around with her own passport and get on. She can get on any flight she wants to, saying that she's a national and a leader and the president of her country that can fit in her hand. It's a rock. You know? So I'm like this. This is the same way you enslaved me. You said that I was, you said I was 3/5 of a whole person. You heard? So now you fucking with math, right? Fuck 1/4. What kind of shit is fish? What putting in food? Fish. So it's 2 of them that ain't no human. 3 of them you might be. You heard? What's the other 2? For the Lord and for the master. You heard? So then I'm like this. What you think the whole thing about the gods you talk about and what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad headdress was about? Yeah. And you from Harlem. Back in the day, Rich, on 116th Street and Lenox Avenue where Harlem World, the club was at, it used to be a spinning star and crescent. And under the masjid, there used to be a health food store. But then right there on 115th Street, that's the first place I ever seen that they was smoking crack, bro. They used to freebase when Stacey Davis was out. You heard? There have always been a chemical war against your daddy, bro. You feel me? So they're always trying to take his narrative. Yo, cut that food off. That shit is sizzling. You don't smell it? Yeah. It's just a fire. Look. Something like this. Then a narrative against your pops. Because everybody think they know more than your daddy. You heard? So how do they pull this gun off? They do it through what? They do it through philosophy. You heard? They use words. And then they use words. And then we made up what is called contract and commerce. So there was no King James in Britain like that. That's a narrative construct of what I would call imaginative historical construction. You heard? There are no pictures of King James. You heard? And if he did have a castle, his castle was in a hut. You heard? A poorly constructed one at that. You heard? Because the castles in Europe have Arabic writing on them from Afro-Arabian nuance behavior. The only people who had numbers for a building and at that time who would leave notations are our Asian and our Afro-Arabian experience. So do you know that the white boy right now, Rich, got a whole reality. They know with asteroids and all that shit is about to hit the planet. They burnt mad books when they went to Iraq. You think the Iraq war was just about Saddam?
Yeah, I heard about that. That was about some. They went to invent the library.
They went to go steal books, bro.
Yeah.
Steal talismans, bro. For real. To play, yo, do you know how much money they've been getting with Pazuzu? So how did the movie The Exorcist is about West African magic. You got to see the second part.
Yeah.
They got to go back to Africa to even tell a story, right?
Yeah.
So humans is sitting up suffering from association with butthurt communities. Yeah. So they mad that they lost major wars with colloquialisms pertaining to why everybody exists right now. It's because everybody is mad at black men and their associates for even fucking with us and hip-hop and everything, and it's hurting them, but it's the only thing making money for the Americas, King. No other money. Britney Spears' daddy is like, this, I'm done with you, man. You ain't had so big a rabbit around you the whole time. I don't get out of here. You ain't been on no podcast. You ain't said nothing slick to nothing. Like this, I'm done with that. I don't care what no white folks or what a million care about. Everybody, you only need one person to start the revolution. But I'm going to tell these niggas in the street, little boy, you need two niggas to start a conspiracy. You heard?
Mm.
So, y'all, you operate off the white man principles, and you think that you're going to win trying to kill the righteous people. And I don't care where you find them at. These dudes need to be flipping into poverty. You heard? These dudes is acting like, and then this is the only thing, the only problems I got with, swear to God, is the women, they quit you on the internet. You heard? Then you like, what happened? Then they be like this, oh, I love you, and all this boo, and they'll be like, oh, what's the matter with you? You go back and forth with all this stupid shit on the internet, and then you like this, nigga business, I don't do that. You heard? I don't do that. I don't care who's winning around your way. I make games up. You feel me?
Right.
For real. And I never turn my back on my origins. You heard? And some niggas think that they can get far away from their reciprocity model. I live in reciprocity models. I'm standing on the shoulders of my big homies that protected me and kept me around and reminded me that I'm mad you smarter than this fucking girl and this fake monkey. Don't let that stupid shit happen to you or you fuck around being with these niggas for the rest of your life. For real.
Yeah.
For real. So I've been figuring it out. You know?
Yeah.
I'm not going to let no nigga tell me that I'm less of a man because I've read more books than him, son.
Right.
You feel me? Uh-uh. And I made better decisions. And I listened to the best rap. And I fucked around and got locked into the best shit ever in the world. What happened?
Right.
Everybody that fucked with me is winning right now. Because my homie from Harlem, shout out to my big homie, Ice Big J, said, never listen to garbage music. Never listen to garbage music. Niggas can't even play that music around me, bro. And I be like this. I don't want to pay. I'm never going to do this. But some of my homies be like this. Yo, bro, they send me so many emails. They got to pay me to hear it. You heard? I don't got no time, son. You heard? I don't. I be misleading you.
Wow.
Stop sending me. If I say you a legend, and I look for you because I don't follow nothing, Rich. If I go and I say you a legend and I recognize you, you good. And then I know some niggas that music is good, but you a piece of shit. And you was in a dominant hierarchy and you was trying to put yourself in the higher rungs of it, not knowing who I am. So fuck you, and I would never speak about you around bad. And that big bread. That's my message to you.
Indeed.
To these niggas. For real.
Let me ask you this, AA. You always speak about the importance of hip hop and how it's one of the only things that's uniting the world right now. A lot of other things about hip hop. Do we get, when it comes to being a genius in music and all the black music experience in America, do we still get that without the drugs, without all the drugs that these artists did? Do you think it's still possible for us to get all that genius music in the last 100 years?
Good music comes from experiences, and there have never been no good experiences without, in this, where we're from. Let me show you something. I did this for a reason, too. Damn, I'm fucking brilliant. I thought the Rolling Stones stopped doing this years ago because it was fucking up the music industry. They begged them to stop doing it. But they put the top 50 and top 100 in the back of all of the old Rolling Stones. So the industry, this is the industry standard to find out where you was at, right? So this is the Cyndi Lauper cover, right? Cyndi, and like this, Rolling Stone. Right? Desperately Seeking Susan. This is May 24th, 1984, George Orwell, right? This was the year George Orwell said that the computer took over humans, right? Mm-hmm. So here we go. We are 1984 in the top one. Niggas ain't there. Two, it's Footloose in order. Footloose, Columbia soundtrack, Van Halen. But guess who's the third?
Who?
Your boy MJ, the Virgo. You heard?
Oh,
with
my
your daddy.
Right.
That was like this. If you don't get there and practice, you know?
Yeah.
After that, it's Stewie Lewis in the News. They under Mike. The Cars. Famous songs about girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
Culture Club. Huh? Boy, Jiggles. Number six. The Pretenders. Number seven. Then who come up? Lionel Richie, number eight. Now, with hip-hop? Boom, 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 boom. I'm looking for hip-hop. I'm all the way at number 19. It's Weird Al Yankovic. And that's not even hip-hop, what he's doing. Now, look, hip-hop, hip-hop. Where's the hip-hop? Herbie Hancock is at number 32, right?
Mm.
Luther Vandross, number 36, right? Billy is under Luther Vandross. Cameo is 41. Nena, Linda Ronstadt, the Pointer Sisters, the Alarm, Hey Garcia. Look, where's the Judas Priest's last? You heard? Where's the hip hop? It ain't there. So I know what this was about. When I was little, they were selling dope to my people. So the children of the children that had to eat, listening to the radio program post-slavery, listen to the radio, never heard none of their songs. This is why I'm 46. Play a crazy pop song around some nigga my age, and he start doing that. Yeah. Like this. Oh, and a bar or some shit. Because while we was paying for hip-hop to come on, it never came on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So now, how all of a sudden, when 2021, and hip-hop is everything. Hip-hop is this people thing. Hip-hop is this people thing. Now you're using hip-hop to sell this. You're selling this with hip-hop. And everything's cool. And I'm like this. Why? Because of what? Because you're selling people's depravity. Good? Depravity. You feel me? So
yeah.
Who's the first people to identify with black poverty? Who's the first person to sign at last? They sell and a James song to sell Cadillacs.
Mm-hmm.
She was born to a 14-year-old in the projects in Watts. That's good. So
right.
It's a sad story, King. Okay? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
They never stopped selling. So when the homie said, yo, now they turned up the ante and the amplitude trying to get it started. I got now that ain't even a thing now no more. Now they straightening niggas, straight niggas, right? So it's like, what's the vibe? We back to the blues. So you hear the black man complaining about his experience where he get money from complaints. So then they like this. There's a whole thing that comes from that. It's a bunch of people that is living off of and trying to be without knowing it. They don't even know that they know, bro, that their success is making black men comfortable and becoming the throne of civilization. Only one person can sit on the throne of civilization. A throne in the concept of a seat means comfort. So if our ideology and our culture, your comfort is your womb, because if they show you your first lap, I can show you show me your first lap you sat on, then I can show you your wife. You heard?
Right.
It's no escaping that, bro. Even if you got beef with your mama, it's small. You got shit to do. You know? I'm 46 years old, bro. Ain't no grown nigga with no kids sitting up like this, still dealing with no developmental psychological shit. They got shit for that. You can go address your shit that you deal with. That shit on the internet. You know what I mean?
Right.
After that, you got to still get some money and still be a whole human and still be a provider, but then you got to also deal with this. You deal with humans that have not yet accepted the fact that no matter what your father was, your father is the progenitor of civilization. And then when you go to every book to find them, they call them a deity. They call them this and that. If you go into the real nuanced language, none of the religious books are talking about nothing except the hate that was encumbered upon your father and mother's relation to have you. So I'm like this. I am not afraid of no human. They was niggas hating on your mama when she was having you, bro. Sister, brother, sister, everybody watching, it was somebody else talking like this. She ain't shit. They ain't cute like this with the baby. They ain't shit. Ain't nothing gonna happen but nothing but calamity. But then look at this. Hate create hate. You heard? Hate create hate. In 2011, Ku Klux Klan leader, right, that did a rally in New Jersey, did rallies. He took the control of the Ku Klux Klan and the Nazi niggas in Arizona and Texas and everything. His last name was Hall. His son killed him. His son shot him in the head because his son said, I'm tired of this shit. You heard? His son was 10 years old. This is a story that they should have. The Black Lives Matter and them who don't give a fuck about niggas, if you really give a fuck about some niggas, you give a nigga some money. You heard? That Black Lives Matter shit is a lot. You punk fake it. You don't give a fuck about no niggas. You'll be sitting up giving niggas money, or you'll be trying to socialize with black male psychology because they just want niggas to die. They just want you on the cross, but I ain't Jesus. Jesus is slow. Jesus is really. He was answering questions with questions. That'll get the shit slapped out of you, Jesus. You heard? I'm not answering all these questions. I'm going to call my posse. I'm going to call my queen. Like this. And to tell her to call her brothers and her cousins and all of them, you're not finna put me on no cross. Fuck out of here. Jesus ain't black.
You heard? That's some bullshit. You feel me? Yeah. If Jesus is black, why the fuck they got a Candyman movie out? Let's talk about that. You
heard? Hey, man. Hey, I'm going to get to, give me a second. Shout out to everybody in the chat. Once again, I'm with the legend, A.A. Rashid.
We with the legend, Rich. You a legend.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. What happened? Underground Railroad, KPL Radio. Shout out to Arch the Group.
Yeah, people,
what happened? Shout out to Pop, that all his family, progeny, his family. You heard? It's your family. You feel me?
Indeed.
Hey, I want to go. Hey, son, Rich. My son.
Oh, well, yeah. He's
all right. He's a legend, bro. I speak to Rich.
Okay,
Rich tapped in, bro.
That's good.
Promise you. And Black Dot. Grandfather. Granddaddy IU.
Granddad.
Shout out to Granddaddy IU, dude. For real.
My brother Black Dot.
Hey, let me get to this post you put up on Instagram, where you're talking about the Sirius star constellation, and this is August. This is what they call the dog days of summer. The majority of humans don't know why they call it the dog days of summer. But something you said something interesting on Instagram. You said this is August where the pilgrims hate when the sun is in this station of the sky. They use August and date pertaining to loss and victory, according to that feeble-ass mind to act big in a world where they occupy the minority. Talk to me about the dog days of summer, its relation to us, and just this whole, we keep hearing about
what do dogs do. Dogs do what humans say to do.
Uh-huh.
Dogs is also invented in cosmology because the stars act like dogs. They go in the same route. You heard?
So the stars do what we tell them to do.
Act like stars and dogs act the same. So when you go read Tell Fox, you know foxes and dogs is cousins. Remember? You know how you got a cousin from we is cousins to the Aborigine in Australia. Shout out to them. All the Aborigine people are suffering. If you get locked up, you die in jail. Why is the Aborigines people in Australia dying? That's another dialogue. We'll go into that later, right? Or at another time. Think on that. But this is what they do. They monitor the behavior of bitches. You heard? A female dog. So what you do? What do? Dog, female bitch dogs only go back to their meal, where the meal was at. And you can run anybody if they hoes with food. You heard?
Mm-hmm.
So this is the same thing as how your ancestors can control quantumly the next experience based off of food acquisition and monitoring the behavior of cycles. You heard? And then that'll show you if you got a true culture. For real. For real. So go to Marcio Griot's book, Create Delineation for the, what is called the, what they call that shit, divination systems. They put out a design knowing that foxes are always outside at night when everybody's asleep, right, walking, and then they'll walk on the divination symbol, and each print of the fox's foot would tell the person who asked the question what is going to happen. You heard?
Mm-hmm.
You cannot make up nothing new in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
You heard?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing new is in the universe. You heard? So the only thing in the universe that I don't acknowledge is the things that don't feed me. I acknowledge cycles, you heard? And I also monitor this. Not only do I monitor cycles of that which I love and endear, I also monitor the cycles of hoe-ass niggas that acting like their mama. You're acting like your mama. You heard? And when you, when God talks, you acting like you want to interrupt your pops. You heard?
Mm-hmm.
That place. You heard? Mm-hmm. Something like this. I promise you, I live on what I say. I bought a pair of sneakers for this, son. A brand new pair. I'm on here with you. You from Harlem. I got a brand new. I wish I knew how to switch the swing, son, so you can see my up there. You heard? I said Harlem. Kid, nobody fuck with me right now. I'm around with dirty sneakers talking a lot, son. What happened? Look at whoopies. Look, niggas don't even know how many whoopies I sold. If you only knew.
Yeah, yo, hey man, I hope start that whoopee trend, man. I remember I got you sent me that
man,
shirt.
Niggas wearing no black women on their shirt unless they butt ass niggas, then they scared to do that. They mama gonna get mad at them. Yeah. Yeah. Like, how you gonna put me out there?
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah. Don't nobody wanna wear hot and hot. Not even the effigy, but you wear everything else. You run around looking like a skinny, dead white bitch.
Right.
Come on.
Indeed. Yo, I heard something interesting, Hey, and it was this old Bobby Hemmings video. And he was talking about
Bobby. Yo, you fuck around and meet Jeff Bezos before you see Bobby. Bobby's the most...
He's incognito.
And... But Bobby will never dissipate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never legend. He's a legend for sure.
We standing on his shoulders, bro.
That's yeah, I know.
Homie. Yeah. And I was around him. We was around him. You heard?
I remember you bought him in Bill to LAU.
Thank you, King. Thank you.
You bought him in Bill. He made history.
So, you know, it's the other place. I bought, the same time I bought them, you see the Snake Eyes movie?
Yeah.
You heard? I got the footage. Me, my brother Atiba, I had a bankroll. I had Roberto Cavalli shades on. You heard? Mm-hmm. The conscious niggas was mad at me. They was like this. Why are you so clean? Hey, we're supposed to be poor. Fuck out of here. I'm about to have a daughter. Weird ass nigga. You heard?
Yeah.
I'm not out here looking stupid. You feel me? So I'm like this. We in a limousine with the big homies. We on the FDR, and then they had a G.I. Joe movie out with the I Ching. And I got the footage, bro. And I'm with, like this. Like, I promise you.
Mm.
So this the ill play. Who brought Dr. Blair to New York after having not been there for 15 years? Because they said $1,500 was too much money to teach black people, and now all these niggas is running around conscious, sir, and you got to pay them to be around them. It's bars of our teachers, you, everything you did as a young person, KTL, sir, our mamas and all of them to have us for all purpose, sir, everybody that tried to get in our way and we stomped on their ass and nobody hears about them no more. You heard this? We got to this point where you ain't nobody in the music unless you got some sprinkles of consciousness in it. You heard?
Yeah.
Even the pilgrims. I don't want to hear shit from no white boy unless he honor the fathers of civilization. First, I don't want to hear that weird ass shit. I'm 46. I was around that side, see that stupid shit. I was in Deer Park with the stupid ass white boy. Zimkowski, shout out to Zimkowski. You heard? Zimkowski beat your ass playing in the day room. You heard? Wash you up if you ain't and drink at your mask. Yeah. Yeah. Because he knew you was a lame because you was over there competing with the other blacks. He was by himself. It was only like two or three of them. You heard? So it was like this. What? Look, I promise you. Promise you. Zimkowski.
No, no, fact.
Yeah.
Well, so I'm interested in hearing a little more about Sirius. You know, we mentioned the dog days.
It's in the Quran.
But Sirius?
It's in the Quran. It's Surah 49.
Well, what is Surah 49?
It speaks about, and I said this in a rap. I said 7 times 7, 49 versions. Sure. God never questioned lessons. God is a Persian. You heard? 7 times 7, 49 versions. God was a Persian. Never questioned lessons. You heard?
Mm-hmm.
Never questioned lessons. God is a Persian. Why did I say that? Because the full cycle of Sirius, and this is the thing. If you're a reader, how do you spell reading and threading? These niggas be acting like they in fashion, right? Everybody think they smarter than the fresher than us. You can't spell reading without the interdental fricative of TH. It's threading. Sir. Reading is threading. Thread. Right? We in the fucking over here, bro, everybody, these motherfuckers come over here and try to be fashionistas, right? Whatever, right? And I'm like this. Y'all don't get, it don't get cold enough over there. So y'all don't really make sweaters. And y'all don't got coats in your closets, sir. But when it gets 20 and 30 degrees, so you don't know about threading. So reading, threading.
Right.
So when you're talking about Sirius star system, you're talking about a narrative of observation of ancient people knowing how to connect spiritual principles that appear in the physical world based off of recognizing celestial correspondence. So they have holidays that take 68 motherfucking years to perform. So I'm like this. A nigga can't even think past me to tomorrow. It's a hoe on the internet that spend more time making big pages, and it's your wife today. Come Monday, the bitch is your enemy. Sure? What the fuck is going on? So like this, you got to change your trajectory of what you're looking at. I'm looking at the sky, and I'm benefiting from looking at the sky. And then it give you this. If you look at the sky screen, my big homie name is Rob Cool. I ain't never met nobody that rash and overtly involved in the truth as Rob Cool. Word is bond. Shout out to my brother in Virginia, right? Chip with the camera in Virginia, because he introduced me to Juneteenth. In Virginia, let me tell you something. Virginia is one of them places that all African American people have been making to our Mecca. We be trying to turn into sand on your feet, Islamicized. You want to go to the kneel at the wall. You want to go to the comet and film in Mecca. You need to go to Virginia, nigga. You need to go to the museum down there. Niggas need to go buy every black people. Every time you see a black person in a comic book or anything with black people in imagination, buy it now. An African brother told me this years ago. He said this as a master and an accreditor who can authenticate real African art. Told me the most important African art or American or art period will be African American ephemera, Jet magazine, Ebony magazine. You can't make this shit up. Everybody doing the most while we was down under, fucked off. So whoever was popping in 60, 50, 60, 70, shout out to, what's this name? They made Hello Kitty. TV after her, after the French. What's her name?
Was it Mom's Met? No.
Who was dancing in motherfucking Paris with his titties out?
Dorothy Dandridge?
That... Not either. Go. Stay in the comments now.
You
fucking
who's
smart ass nigga.
Who made Betty Boop and all that after? Who's the
Betty Boop? What's her name?
Who's the who did they model? Who did they model Betty Boop after?
What's her name?
Anybody, Josephine Baker.
Everybody else is. Don't nobody know. Her? Josephine Baker.
Yeah.
You living in we living in them titties, man. Yeah. And she helped save the free world with them titties. Yeah. I promise you. Yeah. I swear to God. This is everything I swear to everything I love. And don't be ashamed because I said titties. If you got titties, you can save the free world. You're queens. You're itty bitty titties and all that, man. Shout out to everybody. I'm a comedian too. Niggas say, yo, if this shit don't work, we going to the movies. Hey, hey. We about to make the movie. Shout out to my cousin, Jimmy, I said, what's happening? Watch, we write motherfucking scripts later. I promise you, watch. Hip-hop's supposed to be in the movies, Rich. We need to stop playing with niggas, man. That nigga, what's his name, is the nicest rapper in the world. That nigga Cam Bada is a fucking legend. You bust a cold play with that. That nigga, yo, any nigga... With songs with Cam Bada, Red Pill was a legend. He got songs with Cam Bada. Any nigga got a song with Cam Bada, fucking legend. Mm. That shit gonna last forever. Yeah, inshallah.
You know what I mean? We have a song. For real, inshallah. For real.
Shout out to my homies in Philly. Shout out to Broad Mary. Shout out to Baca, to Hakeem, to my homie Scan, to my homie Andre, Cop Rock, your shout out to Sado Gold, your all the young people, shout out to my rest in peace to Ali from Pipe, your boom to what you call it to his all his whole family, you know what I mean? For Woo, for real, Triz and them. I'm telling you, yo, can I tell you something? They'll say that I'm lying, Rich. I said it on your show. I bought the DVD Zeitgeist in New York, and I bought it from Philly.
I remember.
I bought what's that shit? No, not the Zeitgeist. What's that stupid shit? The
Medica?
With the pill.
Loose Change.
Loose Change. I bought that to New York, son.
Yeah, I remember those days.
Shout out to Umar. People talking crazy about Umar. And the people that hate on him, they don't got no understanding for black male psychology and the journey to still be alive and not be in the penitentiary or dead. Yeah? He's a king. Yeah? Anybody that's speaking on behalf of anybody that's black is a legend. I don't give a fuck what sector you're in. Yeah? But don't need to wear no daddy's motherfucking agenda. You feel me?
Yeah.
For real.
Hey, I want to ask you, are you familiar with Rudolf Steiner's work?
Tell you something. I did a lecture with Oba, and then, God bless the dead, my mother was alive. The Anthroposophic Society. You know? I did a lecture at his actual building that exists in Manhattan, and my mother, God bless her, procured this space because in her ideology, she said, you're supposed to be talking to these type of fucking pilgrims, Ahmed, because the shit you talking is the shit that this motherfucker was talking, and he was hating. Hitler was his biggest hater, yeah?
Wait, hold on, he said
Rudolf Steiner.
Hitler used to hate on Rudolf Steiner.
Rudolf Steiner, that nigga, look at that book. Hitler was hating like that. Rudolf Steiner had books on Freemasonry and all that. He's a fucking savage. there. I swear to everything I love. I got Rudolph Steiner books. The Pilgrims took over $150 worth of books from me for being lazy and sending books years ago for media mail. I never do media mail in the world. That's for bums.
Ain't no, you can say Family, give me a second. Give me a second. Give me a second. The people in the chat, family, I just had to get rid of a troll. No, AA does not have a white wife. I don't know why some guy keeps saying you have a white wife. I don't know, but AA does not have a white wife. Cut the bullshit out, family. This is why people shut down chats and shit like that. Pay attention to what...
That's not offensive, bro.
Don't
say that. That's not offensive, bro. And I'm not going to do by that. That just shows that I have been helping people for their whole life.
Yes.
It's the best thing to do, bro. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, it's a lot of people that I know that light-skinned, right?
Yes.
And they have progeny. And imagine if you had to live your whole life because you... 1, 2, 3, 4 shades lighter than somebody, and you got to explain why you so, because of poverty from black people experience. So I met James Baldwin, I met some amazing people when I grew up with Biggie Smalls, you know?
Yeah.
Right? And then I also remember when I was young, my homie, God bless her, when she was in her journey finding spirituality, we was in the Sufi community, and the kindest and the nicest people that I ever was around had never had no racial ideology. I did not learn about racism, bro, until I went to prison, King. You heard me? I thought that I had already conquered that. But then there's a hierarchy model. This is what happens for young men, right? If you ever have a successful, ongoing relationship, you might have a woman that will only fuck with you because she don't really love you. She wants to compete with a light-skinned wife that you have that makes sound decisions, that helps everything that you do, and then she's going to say that a light-skinned woman is a white woman, according to our impoverished psychology. Yeah? So, Allahu Alam, we're not here to be like this. I'm not going to get up and do that. These niggas living in the back, you know that? They be like this. When I was younger, broken than a motherfucker, not knowing what, and then my baby too grown, yeah? And then I got a real whole narrative, and I got people to be around me that's not even colloquially, as you call it, black. So I got to keep it tall with everybody that I'm fucking with. So if you say that you don't even know what you're doing when you do this, Queen, say that I got a white wife, you just making white bitches like me more. And it's in my direct messages. Yo, Rich, the computer is from the past, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Son, I grew up, I used to sleep on the train, and I used to fuck crackheads when I was little, when I was 15. I know about humans, and they was grown-ass crackheads. None of them bitches is my age. You know? So I understand about humans. Humans do.
Call it how it is. Hendrix. I promise I'm swag, so I'm there to fit it. Yo. Percocet, Miley Percocet, Percocet, Miley Percocet, rep the set, gotta rep the set, chase a chick, never chase a bitch,
chase no bitch.
Mask on, fuck it, mask on, mask on, fuck it, mask on, Percocet. Miley Percocet, chase a chick, never chase a bitch,
chase no bitch.
2 cups, toast up with the gang, from food stamps to a whole nother domain. Out the bottle, I'm a living proof, ain't compromising, half a million on the coupe. Drug houses, looking like Peru. Graduated
boss God. That's a liability, bitch. Fine. Hit the gas, yeah. Boosting my adrenaline, bitch. Fine. Percocet, yeah. Molly Percocet, bitch. Fine. Percocet, yeah. Molly Percocet, bitch. Fine. Represent, yeah. Gotta represent, gang, gang. Chase a chick, yeah. Never chase a bitch, bitch. Fine. Mask on, yeah. Fuck it, mask off, bitch. Fine. Mask on, yeah. Fuck it, mask off, bitch. Fine. Percocet, yeah. Molly Percocet, bitch. Fine. Chase a chick, yeah. Never chase a bitch.
Don't chase no bitches. Photo Maybach, I drive anything, yeah. Buy my range, yeah. Make them go insane, yeah. My guillotine, draping melatonin, draping me. Taking beans, yeah. Go to the other streams,
let's go.
Parliament, Carla Mari wins,
yeah.
Parlay in Vegas, we was in the
business, go.
Before the business,
yeah.
Theodore Lindsay.
Yeah.
Focus on the mission.
Put my
intermission.
Hello.
Never take a break.
We can't pull up.
Switch states.
Switch
down fire plates.
Speech.
Ain't no way. Ain't no fucking way.
No,
we contemplate.
We didn't contemplate.
No, rob the bank.
We gon' rob the game.
Again, they gain, we gain.
Dang.
Well, they are not the same.
We bang.
Percocet.
Yeah.
Miley Percocet.
Be it fine.
Percocet.
Yeah.
Miley Percocet.
Be it fine.
Represent.
Yeah.
Gotta represent.
Gang, gang.
Chase a chick.
Chase.
Never chase a bitch.
Be it fine.
Mask on.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Mask off.
Be it fine.
Mask on.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Mask off.
Be it fine.
Percocet.
Yeah.
Miley Percocet.
Be it fine.
Chase a chick.
Yeah.
Never chase a bitch.
Be it fine.
Mask on.
Fuck it. Mask off.
Mask on.
Fuck it. Mask off.
Mask on.
Fuck it. Mask off.
Cash comes.
Number nine, huh?
Finessing and trapping and trapping and trapping, finessing and trapping and trapping and trapping, finessing and trapping and trapping and trapping, finessing and trapping. Yeah, finessing and trapping and trapping and trapping, finessing and trapping and trapping and trapping, finessing and trapping. Yeah, finessing and trapping. Whoa, drinking on lean bottle soap.
Whoa,
anywhere I go I glow.
Whoa,
first in the third it rolls.
Whoa,
jacket they beat on the dope.
Whoa,
don't see they take when I count up they take like I'm playing through dice and breaking the bank. Serving that fish they be draining your nose, trapping and rapping and jumping off lows. Department is stuck with the pros. Seven designers is the door. Tapping these bitches from Hong Kong. Making my digits, I'm long gone. Pitching them chickens like John Schmoes. Hit on that thot, she say bravo. Turn out the spot, I'm getting nachos. Turbo, I smash out on Popo. And I'm still on the main bag of fishbowl. Moving up cutters with pink toes. Had to go buy me a mink coat. Cook over key and cook over key and talk on piano. Paper on the streets, got on my feet and out in the Lambo. I had a plug before I got a buzz, I bought me a bando. I'm on that drugs and I'm on that mud, I count on 200. Fuck all them duds, ain't no one to trust, you gotta let your gun go. I told your mom, she gon' pop shit for Lil Marlowe. Blit, blit. Y'all finessing and trapping and trapping and trapping, finessing and trapping and trapping and trapping, finessing and trapping and trapping and trapping, finessing and trapping. Yeah, finessing and trapping and trapping and trapping, finessing and trapping and trapping and trapping, finessing and trapping. Yeah, finessing and trapping.
Drinking on lean bottle soap.
Anywhere I go, I glow.
3.5
for the low. Jackets, they beat down the dope. Don't see they take when I count up, they take like I'm playing through dice and breaking the bank. Serving that fish, they be draining your nose. Trapping and rapping and jumping off lows.
First and the third, we rolling. I jump on the deuce and I make this shit jump so cool. Nigga, I get these bitches for low. Long little Mexico D, come spread the board. And I'm stacking these bricks, I've been saving my heart. Got me whipping and working, I'm cooking and order. Ain't no doubt, just thought about to hit it once. Fight, fuck the brush and light. One plus and thousands, better give it a month. Only want a fish, get give me that dope. 8 years old when I jumped out the park. That time I was 10, they gave me the rope. 12 years old on the baby, let go. Nigga, 14, fucking, I'm grown a hoe. When I come to your play, gotta know I'm on go. Now I own you the store when I'm whipping that dope. Got a free J-Rock. I seen a G hit a rock right to the face. And I bought me a 9 with a 9 with a face. So long from me, yeah, nigga, I move the 8. Young nigga kicking that dope. I'm rocking, I wait like I'm a potent. I'm still a young nigga, but I gave you some hope. Young.
Y'all finessing and trapping and trapping and trapping, finessing and trapping and trapping and trapping, finessing and trapping and trapping and trapping, finessing and trapping. Yeah, finessing and trapping and trapping and trapping, finessing and trapping and trapping and trapping, finessing and trapping. Yeah,
gas in the traffic. Bro, drinking only by the four. Whoa. Anywhere I go, I glow. Whoa. 3.5 for the low. Jenkins, they beat down the dope. Thoughts what they say when I count them, they say like I'm playing through diets, I'm breaking the bank. Serving that fish, they be draining your nose. Chirping and rapping and jumping off low.
Lamborghini, baby, I'm stern. All on the bitch, she burn. I was getting money back then, as well. Being out of spots, on guard, had several. Now I'm booked up, you can check my schedule. Swear I ain't regular, 200 rap for these shows. I use the package to bowls. He get finesse if he go. Up in the scrap if he don't. First and the third, every day on my phone. We put them pass in the zone. Went through the six with this shit. I took a risk to get rich. Me and Marlo on the highway. He go his way, I go my way. You can smell it from the driveway. For the neighbors, they can call him. Hold my country, boy, get all them. Reroute the traffic tomorrow. Get a condo for the baller. Did it impossible. I used to drive an Impala. Riding around with that chopper, that's how I gotta be. I don't see nobody stopping me. I'm at the pen, ain't nobody on top of me. Still in the hood, I feel like it's a part of me. I ran it up, I made it out of poverty. Is you proud of me?
Y'all finessing and trapping and trapping and trapping. Finessing and trapping and trapping and trapping. Finessing and trapping and trapping and trapping. Finessing and trapping. Yeah, finessing and trapping and trapping and trapping. Finessing and trapping and trapping and trapping. Finessing and trapping. Yeah, finessing and trapping. Bro, drinking only my the four. Whoa. Anywhere I go, I glow. Whoa. 3.5 for the low. Jenkins, they beat down the dope. Thoughts what they say when I count up, they say like I'm playing through diets, I'm breaking the bank. Serving that fish, they be draining your nose. Chirping and rapping and jumping off lows.
All right, guys, welcome back as we begin to close. I hope you guys got a lot of information out, you know what I'm saying, Brother Rich, A.A. Rasheed, shout out to both of you guys, you know, a few brothers that I truly highly respect, and those are two of them, shout out also to Asir, the Duke of Tears, you know what I'm saying, he's another one that I highly respect, you know, in this that we're doing. I don't even want to attach nothing to it, you know what I'm saying, but the genuine people, the people that I know and feel that truly give a fuck, you know what I'm saying, not only about themselves, but, you know, about everybody else, you know what I'm saying, it's rare out here, so shout out to you guys, and I love to take the clips, you know, from those particular broadcasts so we can be in a classroom together, you know, learn together, you know what I'm saying, I'm always a student myself, you guys, so I love to learn with you guys, you know. I do not want you guys to think just because I, you know, am a founder of a platform that, you know, I know it all, because at times I don't. You know, if you go back in the archives, you know, the panels, very interesting, you know, when between spiritual family, you know, we fight too, live on air. Y'all may not know it, but we fight live on air, you know. So all of this is beautiful, you know what I mean? So. Cheers to life, right? All right, guys. Please be sure you join us this weekend. This weekend we got, what do we got this weekend? We got open discussion on Saturday. Open discussion, what's on your heart? I do know that. Sunday, I'm not sure what the fuck I got on Sunday. Hold on, let me look. Sunday I got, this show was supposed to be Sunday. Okay. I got this show scheduled for Sunday, but I did it today. So, yeah, man, I just had a burning desire to just put this out, you know what I mean? So Sunday, I'll see what I got for you, but it's definitely going to be something interesting, all right? Please be sure to check out our website, www.enhancingawarenessradio.net. My paintings, you know, they're going to be uploaded on the website. Probably in the next week or so, as I am painting down, I'm going to take some down that are not available anymore and also put some new ones up as I am still painting. So, all right, guys, be sure that you contact us if you need us or anything. We do individual consultations, you know. So, yeah, just check out our website thoroughly, every section, you know, shopping, services, all that good stuff. So cheers to life, guys. Till next time. Peace.
Yeah.